Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Crystal. Crystal writes from Mount Holly, New Jersey. And Crystal writes, I'm a realtor with a new listing. The homeowner is behind on their mortgage. How do I know if we'll have to do a short sale? Well, that's a great question, Crystal. Whether you'll need to do a short sale when you sell that home or not will boil down primarily to two factors. The first being the net proceeds from the sale, and the second being the outstanding lien balances or lien payoffs. Unfortunately, in both those cases, they're based on, you know, what the lien payoff amount is and what the net proceeds are on the closing date, which is in the future. So you don't really know exactly what's going to happen in the future. But you can do your due diligence to find out whether it's likely or probable or not whether you have to do a short sale or not. And what you'd first want to do is find out everything that you can about the liens that are attached to the property. You can first start by talking to the owner, finding out how many mortgages they have, etc., if they have a home equity line of credit or any other liens on the property. And you can also do what's called a Charles Jones lien search. It's only about $10 or $15 to search for liens. So that's one half of the equation. The other half is trying to figure out what the property is going to sell for. And obviously you can't control that, but what you can do is you can do a CMA and pull sold comparables for similar properties in the area. So you want to marry those two things: estimated lien payoff, you want to make it forward looking, so take your estimated closing date and figure out what the lien payoffs are likely to be then, and then take your sold comps, and then what you do is you put them on what's called a settlement statement or a HUD-1. You can prepare that yourself if you have the software, or you can get an attorney or a title company to do that. From that preliminary settlement statement, you'll look at the net proceeds. If the net proceeds from the sale are negative, that means that there won't be enough money to pay off the underlying mortgage and other liens in the property, then a short sale is likely. If the proceeds are positive, then a short sale is less likely. And the more positive it is, the lower the likelihood that you have to do a short sale, because that's basically will show that you've got an equity cushion, enough of an equity cushion in order to pay off the underlying mortgages and other liens. So thanks for your question, Crystal. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at geraldlucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.